Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, I'm your guest host, Drew Hernandez, here on the third and the fourth hour of the most banned transmission in the universe, the Alex Jones Show. I want to welcome every single one of you guys. We have a lot of news to get to today, a lot of developments going on across the entire globe. With the globalist developments continuing every single day, we go further and further and further down the timeline. America's role, America getting absolutely sodomized, bent over, and pretty much taking everything from us while we give everything to everybody else. It doesn't matter what country it is, whether it's Israel, Ukraine, the Palestinians. It really doesn't matter. It just seems like, and I think everyone can see it by now, that the United States of America is obviously last on the list, according to everyone and anyone that is not truly pro-America. And if you are pro-America, you get put on a terrorist watch list. Oh, yeah. You are pro-America. You love the United States of America. The FBI is going to monitor you. They're going to surveil you. You're going to be designated a right-wing domestic MAGA Republican terrorist. While meanwhile, we're getting infiltrated the past 3 years, going on 3.5 years, with actual Islamic terrorists. So, and, you know, now FBI Director Christopher Wray and, you know, DHS, they're all putting out warnings like, hey, we might be infiltrated the next 14 months. You know, there's a possible terror threat here in the United States of America, especially with the amplification going on in the Middle East between Israel and the Palestinians. But, you know, I guess we'll deal with that problem once it happens. But we all know why, and we all know just exactly why the FBI, their attention is totally not on the actual threats here to the West. Their attention is on you. Their attention is on me. Their attention is on Owen Schroyer, Alex Jones. And shout out hashtag free Owen Schroyer. We're praying for him every single day for his safe voyage back home as he is a political prisoner in the D.C. gulags. Absolutely insane. But ladies and gentlemen, that's the future for every single one of us. And I think we all know that. I think we all see that. We see the writing on the wall. And I'm going to be honest with you. If you're the type of individual that's sitting here and you're kind of thinking to yourself, well, I don't know. That's not really me. I'm not that controversial. I don't have a show. I'm not on Rumble. I'm not on radio. I'm not on social media. I just kind of believe what I believe behind the scenes. And I'm not very vocal about it. Well, that's kind of why we're losing, to be honest with you. But also, at some point, it doesn't matter. These people will force you to pick a side. These people will draw you out one way or another. They will draw your values out. And the way they draw your values out is that they continue with their tyrannical rule. They continue with their tyrannical decrees. They continue with their unlawful so-called laws, with their censorship they slap on individuals, with their surveillance they slap on Americans. Because the moment you come out and you say, yeah, no thank you, you are identifying yourself as part of the rebellion. That's what this is all coming down to, guys. This is not Republican, Democrat. This isn't even MAGA. This isn't even leftist. This isn't even, you know, left or right, like I always say. It's just straight up good versus evil. And whether you are a part of the machine or whether you're part of the rebellion. I mean, it's either or, man. You are either, you know, a Skynet NPC or you are John Connor and part of the absolute resistance here in the United States of America. And I think you got to just distill it down to that, because that's how the New World Order views every single one of you. Because when you come out, like I always say, it doesn't matter what your politics are. It doesn't mean a damn thing. When you come out and say no to the Biden regime, when you come out and say no to Klaus Schwab, when you come out and say no to the authoritarian, communist, fascist, homosexual imperialists in this country, and you don't want to bend the knee to ESG, you don't want to bend the knee to the diversity hire at work, you know, you don't want to bend the knee to the next, you know, protected class citizen that's standing right before you. When you don't want to bend the knee to their critical race theory or your children, you don't want to bend the knee and hand your children over to the homosexual groomer pedophiles. When you don't want to capitulate, you don't want to wear a mask, you don't want to take a jab, you don't want to listen to whatever the newest update and order is from the New World Order, you immediately mark yourself as an individual, a part of the resistance, a defector. and therefore you are a terrorist. You are a threat to the regime because you represent something that they're attempting to stop, and that's freedom. We've got a long show ahead of us. We'll be right back.
Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Supports the broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got. Immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
I think Jack Posobiec blew it up everywhere this morning of DeSantis coming out, just straight up saying it. Just, you know, Trump should be removed if he's convicted of any of these crimes. Trump should be removed. And I was telling people, I've been telling people, I mean, I'm pretty sure Alex and Owen and all the guys and anyone that's actually paying attention could see and predict that with all of the deep state operations being run on President Donald J. Trump with the lawfare and the indictments and all of the false flags that have been run on MAGA, they are all leading to one thing, and that's to take down MAGA. That's to take down Trump. That's to take down the American people. And any movement that resembles freedom, patriotism, American nationalism, because the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, the intelligence agencies, the DOJ, crooked DAs, all the Soros-appointed DAs, and anyone that's been installed as a so-called elected official, it's all for this very reason. It's all for this very purpose. All these crooked judges, it's not for justice. It's not for, you know, weighing out fair on scales of justice or error or wickedness. No, they are there to keep the scales bending over to wickedness in the name of social justice, in the name of keeping the balance and the force. We got a bunch of dark side users right now, literally in the federal government, New World Order proxies and pawns, World Economic Forum Satanists, Luciferians in Hollywood, the music industry, so-called education, obviously the federal and the local governments. And they're pushing everything on the next generation. But the point is this, and I think people are starting to identify that this is not just about Trump. This is not just about Alex Jones, Owen Schroyer. This is the future of every single American. And I think we all saw this. All the InfoWarriors saw this. When Alex Jones and InfoWars and Owen and all the guys were deplatformed during the Trump administration, they were punished for amplifying Donald J. Trump and getting him unelected in 2016. Everyone was punished on social media. You guys notice that, right? I mean, we know this. This is American history that they've attempted to wipe out because they don't let you platformed anywhere so you can't actually recite what happened to you. But some people have been allowed back on Twitter, but still, you know, that's an uphill battle going on right now. But a lot of people got punished for amplifying MAGA in 2016. People got deplatformed. They got depersoned. They got debanked. They got absolutely 100% stripped of their identity on social media, in the public. I mean, Alex Jones, like I say, InfoWars is, you know, public. I wouldn't say public enemy. Well, I guess depending on who the public is, if it's the commies and the New World Order NPCs, but deep state enemy number one, InfoWars Alex Jones was the type. And then ultimately it led to Donald J. Trump. They deplatformed him on Twitter, a sitting U.S. president, designated him a threat to society, designated him a threat with his rhetoric because of his speech amplifying riots. And J6 was the absolute worst attack on our democracy since 9/11 and Pearl Harbor. I mean, all of that sounds absurd, I know, but it's for a reason. The absurdity is by design. The absurdity is not meant to make sense. The absurdity is meant to be a psyop. It's meant to warp the mind of the individual that's not actually thinking clearly, that's not actually thinking on their own. I mean, I would rather someone think negatively. At least they're thinking on their own. You know what I'm saying? But the deep state has gotten so advanced that they are just thinking for people. They tell people what to believe. They are their fact checkers. They are their overlords. They are all the homosexuals on CNN, and they've infiltrated the so-called right-wing space of the Uniparty, even churches. That's what cultural Marxism is. That's why you're seeing all these, you know, gay pride flags all up and down these so-called houses of worship. It's all by design. But ultimately, all of this is meant to take down what you and I represent. That's the American citizen. That's the American operation. That's the American dream. That's the American story. That's the American. And I think every single one of us can identify that very clearly right now. But like I say, I mean, they go after Alex, deplatforming InfoWars. They take it to a sitting United States president. But then, you know, if you did notice at the time, nobody wanted to touch InfoWars. Nobody wanted to be associated with Alex Jones. No one wanted to be associated until, you know, the conservative, alternative, new right-wing establishment media says it's okay. Until they say it's okay, well, then you could start affiliating with the bad guys. Then you could start affiliating with the deplatformed. Then you could start affiliating with those that have been cast out to the island of misfit talk show hosts. You know, it's like, so how come like the right-wing, conservative, so-called alternative media side of things, so when they say it's okay to identify or to associate with InfoWars, Alex Jones, or anyone that's been deplatformed, okay, well, now we can come together? And have you noticed that they do that when it's too late? Have you noticed when they do that when, you know, that should have been happening when this first all went down during Trump's first term? But now here we are in 2023. Now, welcome to the party, dude. Because now people are identifying that you're either going to be a turncoat and you're going to associate with the deep state and pedophile YouTube and abide by the TOS and somehow think that you could build a platform on these satanic platforms. And then, like, someday what? You're just going to just flip the switch someday and start saying how you really feel, and then what, lose your entire platform for? It doesn't make any sense. These people are grifters and these people are turncoats, and they're abiding by TOS because they're afraid to speak out against the deep state. And I would argue because there's a lot of money to be lost. But this is when you begin to see who's actually authentic and who's not, because this is not about money. This is not about, oh, you hear this all the time. Game, man. We got to play the long game. So just keep your head down. Abide by the TOS. Don't piss anybody off. And, you know, we'll do something, you know, further down the line in the future. Like, do what? Do what? After you've accumulated all your deep state New World Order money on YouTube and abiding by the TOS, one day you're just going to flip that switch and start speaking out against them? It makes no sense. It makes no sense at all. However, it makes sense if these people are actually turncoats and they don't really care about the state of the union, the future of the union, and the soul of this nation. That makes sense to me. And, you know, one thing I'm going to say is the reason why I'm bringing this up is because now you're starting to identify, people are starting to realize that, you know, it doesn't matter whether I identify with that first group of people that got accused of being alt-right and white supremacists and they were cast away and never to be heard from ever again and deplatformed. I don't want to associate with that because that means I'm going to lose my brand. That means I'm going to lose my platform. That means I'm going to get hit next. Well, they did it to a sitting U.S. president, okay? So, like, what are you and what am I? What are you and what am I? And I think a lot of people are waking up to this reality, and I don't know if it's too late, but I'd rather people wake up than never. I'd rather people wake up late than, I guess, wake up never. But I do find it interesting that all of a sudden, whenever the so-called alternative, conservative, right wing of things say it's okay to associate with them now, they always do it when it's far too late. They always do it when the FBI is already launching indictments and investigations into these guys. They've jumped from deplatforming to lawfare, depersoning, debanking, and throwing you in prison. For speech crimes, okay? All right, you guys know exactly what I'm talking about. So that ship has already sailed. And this is why I always say, if you want to see what the future is, you just take a look at InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today, and that's happening every single day. It's more than news. It's more than information. It's reality. It's the fight for the soul of the nation. It's the resistance to tyranny. It's the resistance to the dictatorial technocracy that we're all facing right now and the installed puppet regimes. It's the resistance to Satan. It's the resistance to Luciferianism. the demonic legions that we're facing every single day of our lives. I mean, people, I'm giving you a mouthful, but I'm doing this for a reason because, I mean, you got to count the cost, man. You got to count the cost because once this becomes a reality for you, once you start to realize that, oh, wow, I'm being surveilled. I got people hitting me up saying, hey, they stopped me at the airport. They're asking me who you are, and they're saying you're involved with this, X, Y, and Z. Because once this becomes a reality for you, it's more than just a show. It's more than just a rant. It's more than just a talk. It's a reality of what these people are actually putting up against us. And this is why it brings me to my next point. And I really want to emphasize this because, you know, we are moving into the age. And I know Laura Loomer's been big on this. And shout out to her. She's a savage. She's a warrior. But coming down to the point where, you know, we have to identify who's who. We have to expose turncoats. We have to expose traitors. We have to expose those that claim to be on our side that are standing right behind us and shoot us right in the back of the head. When it comes down to the point when they should actually be who they said they would, but they won't because they're afraid they'll come.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart
a birth certificate, and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Warriors, InfoWars.com, band.video, InfoWars Worldwide, InfoWars Worldwide. The resistance can't be stopped. You want to know why? Because you're made in the image of God, and God has given you free will. Where do you think the founding fathers got the idea of God-given inalienable rights? Exactly where that comes from. That can't be taken from you. That can't be given to you, by the way. A lot of people get that wrong. You can't be given your God-given rights by any human being. Therefore, they can't be taken away. You see, this is what the Satanists and the Luciferians and the globalists, the occult, they all know this. They're all attempting to figure out how to bypass your free will. That's when demonic possession comes in. I mean, have you really thought about it? Ever encountered a demon-possessed person? Pretty surreal. Pretty shocking, by the way. I don't encourage people to go seek that out, but you know, when it happens, you're like, oh, damn. Well, so this is what it sounds like. This is what it looks like. But I mean, why do demons possess human beings? Why do they want to fill the shell, which is your body, to take control of your psyche, to take control of your mental, to take care to control of your physical actions and your thinking? Why do they do that? Does this scare you? Does this scare everybody watching? Why is there demonic possession? Really think about that. Yes, it's for torture. It's for the purposes of oppression. But also, it's to bypass your free will. That's exactly what it does. I mean, I was a youth pastor for about 6 years. And we dealt with demon-possessed teenagers, preteens. And, you know, a lot of kids that never believed any of this stuff existed, oh, they became believers after they encountered this stuff. I'll tell you that for sure. Because once you start encountering these supernatural demonic entities, one concludes, well, then God has to be real. Because if that side's real and I'm experiencing this, then Christ, you know, it happens every day. It happens every day. But whenever you hear testimony from demonic possessions or people that have experienced this kind of oppression and torture, It's psychological, it's mental, it's spiritual torture. People always describe that they knew that they were still present, but there was someone else in control. You always hear that. I was still somewhere there, but I wasn't in control. I lost total control of my mind, my body, what I was thinking. And it's as if almost my free will was totally stripped away from me. And that's a freaky thing to think about, isn't it? Isn't it a scary thing to think about your free will absolutely stripped away from you? And you're conscious to at least know it's happening, but there's nothing. There's not a single thing you could do about it. You see, this is what Satan has always attempted to do. And this is why the New World Order, that are all Antichrist and Luciferian and the occult, this is why they all have this singular agenda. The singular agenda is to bypass your free will. And they'll attempt to do this through what they call black magic, the occult, interfacing, manifestations. They'll attempt to do this through their seances. They'll attempt to do this through interfacing with off-world entities, whether they call it aliens, whether they call it the star people. I mean, you see different civilizations throughout human history. They all have their different versions of this. And the same end goal is always to bypass the free will of the individual so that the entity can come in, direct them, guide them, control, and show them advanced wisdom that leads them to advanced technology, or it's in the forms of torment and oppression
and mass fear and chaos in the mind. But ultimately, what's the end game? It's bypass the free will. Bypass the free will. And that's why you're seeing this right now with the World Economic Forum, Noah Yuval Harari, all calling for AI to rewrite the Bible, create a new AI religion. Use some kind of, you know, brainwave chips to install in the minds of human beings so we could bypass their conscience. We need VR, a VR economy. We need an AR system so human beings can jack into a grid and a matrix. It's for what reason? So they could bypass your free will. Why? I mean, take a look at social media. That's like a precursor of what's to come. You have zero control over your social media account because the overlords, they will dictate what you can or cannot say. It's very simple, right? You say the wrong thing, they call it hate speech. All right, you get deplatformed, you're gone. The next level, then they debank you. All right, you're hate speech, you're a threat to civilization. We are going to absolutely deplatform you. You're gone. We're going to debank you. You're gone. And now we're going to deperson you so you don't have an identity and you can't even speak for yourself. You can't speak to the culture. You can't speak to society. You don't get a First Amendment anymore. And now we're going to weaponize the DOJ and the FBI and the NSA and the three-letter intelligence agencies against you. And you can't put up a fight or a self-defense because you don't have a voice to even raise a cent for it. And then we'll absolutely deperson you. We're going to bypass every aspect of your entire life. We're going to throw you in a gulag and we're going to torture you psychologically until you admit that 2 + 2 = 5. Until you admit that 2 + 2 = 5, then have you been effectively reprogrammed and free will bypassed and now we are in total control. I mean, AI is something that these people are seriously trying to weaponize and harness against the American people. I'll tell you right now, the way that the United States of America is going militarily, all gay, woke, homosexual, drag queens in the Navy and all this crap, they're not trying to technologically advance AI to, you know, to combat China, the CCP, or the Iranians, or any threat that's foreign and abroad. No, they want to weaponize AI to go after us, just like the FBI is weaponized to go after us right now. Are they going after the terrorists? I'm going to show you guys some stories. Don't put it up yet. We're going to get into it. We got another hour and a half in this show. FBI already admitting that, oh yeah, there's going to be terrorist threats here. That's potential, but you know we're not looking at any Islamic terrorists here in the United States. Oh well, I wonder why? Because they're going after people like Alex Jones, InfoWars, Owen Schroyer. They're looking into Trump supporters and J6ers and political prisoners. They're not wasting their time. It's not incompetence. It's all by design. They're weaponized. They'll do the same thing. It's all about bypassing your free will. Bypassing your free will. That is the Antichrist. New World Order, satanic, Luciferian end game, end goal, which is ultimately to bypass your free will so you absolutely give over your conscience and you give over your own decisions and you put it in the hands of the Luciferians, take the mark of the beast, salute to Lucifer forever. That's a signification of your worshiping the Antichrist as God when that all goes down. And therefore, the end game is eternal damnation and the destruction of your soul and hell forever. That is why they need to bypass your will. Yes, it's about violating your freedom. It's about stripping you of your rights. It's about attempting to strip you of your God-given free will. God has given you the free will to choose good or evil. God has given you the free will to choose his son, Jesus Christ, or your father, the devil. It's your choice. No one's going to force you. God is love. God is not rape. Okay? God is love. Because God is love, God gives humanity a choice. You get to choose, man. You get to choose what side you want to be on. You get to choose what your eternal destination is. You get to choose whether you're going to side with Lucifer or you're going to side with the Son of God, Jesus Christ. It's all up to you, man. It is all up to you. God is not going to force you. God is not going to, impose his will upon you. You are going to make that choice. You see, but this is what the other side is attempting to do, because the other side, Lucifer, Antichrist, Pseudo-Christ, is attempting to be in the role of God. They will attempt to bypass and overrule your God-given free will. That's the difference between the two. God will give you a choice. It's all in your hands. But the other side is going to force you. They'll force you to mask. They'll force you to take the death jab. They'll force you with the mark of the beast. If not, then you die.
Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Supports the broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have it given to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got. Immune support, organic, green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
InfoWarriors Worldwide, InfoWars.com, Band.video, InfoWarsStore.com. Good to see every single one of you guys. I'm your guest host, Drew Hernandez. Let's get into some of this news. And like I say, man, the New World Order is going to continue to run their ops. They're going to continue to run their false flags. They're going to continue to prop up emergency situations in order to give them an excuse to impose their tyrannical laws, their tyrannical decrees, their tyrannical recommendations from the CDC and these proxy New World Order organizations. You're going to continue to see this as we go further on and on and on and on and on. This is InfoWars.com. DC mayor implements Big Brother digital vehicle tracking program amid rising car thefts. Now, obviously, this is all by design because you get these woke diversity hires You get Mayor Muriel Bowser in there, you know, you get this woke black lady that, you know, doesn't give a damn about anybody but herself. It's like, oh, I made it, girl. I made it. I'm the mayor now, girl. You know, they don't really care about blacks. I don't know. There was other reports that were going on yesterday that, you know, face masking is now part of the rise in crime in D.C. because criminals can cover their face and commit crimes now. And I was like, oh, would you look at that? You get a woke black diversity hire that's, you know, causing black people to have to face, you know, criminal activity because, you know, that's just how these people are. You know, but they never want to learn. You know, these woke blacks, they never want to learn from their mistakes or they never really want to get it together. But anyways, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser and the Metropolitan Police Department, MPD, unveiled a new taxpayer-funded program that uses digital tracking tags, wow, to find stolen cars more easily. This comes as Bowser's failed progressive to fund the police policies have sparked a crime tsunami across the nation's capital. On Wednesday morning, Bowser's office stated that tracking tags will be available to residents, would you look at this, who live in areas with the greatest increase in vehicle theft. MPD will install the device in vehicles, allowing them to track stolen cars via a mobile device easily. Now, again, you create a problem. You cause and you create mass instability. You cause a rise in crime. You defund the police. Now, it even goes further back than that. You shut down the world, right? You shut down the world. You launch a bioweapon. You shut down the world. Mass lockdowns, mask formation psychosis, mask mandates, jab mandates. You put fear in the hearts of millions of people. And then at the same time, you weaponize and launch Antifa and BLM. George Floyd gets killed by fentanyl, in my opinion. I think that's pretty clear by now. But the entire world doesn't get the actual footage of what really went down till, what, like a year and a half later? And then there's mass riots, over $2 billion in insurance damage, BLM, Antifa. Mainstream media runs cover for them, refuses to call them what they really are, domestic terrorists. Doing domestic terrorism. They're fiery, but mostly peaceful protests. You see, all of this leads to stuff like this. They defund the police. It gave them a reason. Defunding the police was a regime installation. That's all it was. When you take a look at the MPD in D.C., it's just a bunch of woke black people. That's all it is. Straight up. Go down there. Go down there right now. Go look at all the police officers. They're just a bunch of woke black people. When you go down there, it was just a regime installation. They put in a bunch of low IQ, woke diversity hire, affirmative action, you know, recipients, beneficiaries, you know, that's all they did. So I mean, obviously, you're going to see a mass instability. You're going to see mass destabilization. You get all these low IQ people in there. You get a low IQ, woke diversity hire mayor in there. She's not going to do anything. She's there for a reason, to cause the mass destabilization. So now that mass destabilization has taken place, these are just kind of like testing grounds for what they want to do with the entire country. But now they have the excuse to implement technology that will surveil your vehicles because, oh, there's just so much crime. We need a solution. There's something deeper here than just like, oh, look at what these woke morons ended up doing. They don't know what they're doing. They're so incompetent. They're just causing crime to rise. Oh, wow, look at that. Yeah, obviously. But the bigger picture here is the outcome. And now the outcome is, now they have a reason for government surveillance. Who's surveilling this? Apple? No. Who's surveilling this? The government will be surveilling these vehicles. This is why they want EVs to make it even easier. This is why they prop up these chaotic events, these engineered false flags. That's why they prop up, whether it's man-made or whether they never let a good crisis go to waste. You want to know why? Because they weaponize it, they harness it, and they utilize it to go against the people to implement more tyranny. And that's exactly what they're continuing to do with stuff like this. You may not find this to be a big deal, but this is how they run these preliminary tests, these beta tests, on what they want to do for the future. Because now that they've caused the mass destabilization, the rise in crime, because they got the woke diversity hires in power, it's the same thing with Great Reset and Build Back Better. It's the same thing with puppet Joe Biden, the same thing with cackling Kamala. Why the hell is she even there? We did it, Joe. I'm a black girl. Look at me. Like, are you serving any purpose other than just being the token black? You know what I mean? all these diversity hires that just make minorities look even more retarded? Straight up, dude. That's what it does. They're there for a reason. They're not there for the purposes of showing, you know, the diversity in our palette colors here in the United States of America and the federal government. See, it's not all just white. On the surface, yeah, that's the attack on whites. On the surface, that's the narrative that they go with to get people culturally to believe that's exactly what's going on. But that clown is there because she's there to just follow orders. These clowns are there to advance the cause of these destabilization events. So they have excuses to implement even further their tyrannical rule, their tyrannical laws. Like I say, their tyrannical little, you know, operations. And slowly but surely, they'll lean into it. You see, but this is, like I said, this is why they want EVs, because they want total surveillance on your vehicles. They need everything on a grid. Everything. Your car, your bank account, your phone, your brain, your body, everything. Your dog, dude. Your house, your AC, gee, your freaking toaster, your refrigerator, dude. Everything, a smart house, everything's synced up, dude. Nothing. You can't have any. It's all a part of bypassing and penetrating your freaking free will, dude. That's why everything has to be on a grill, on a grid that's AI controlled. So from the back end, they can shut you out anytime that they want. And this is why I think it's pretty interesting the way that technology is going. I know, you know, Joe Rogan talks about this all the time, that, you know, not just Americans, but civilization, mankind has this obsession with technology where we're constantly innovating and progressing technologically in the name of convenience, which is fine. Like, I love technology. I'm not trying to be like, you know, some outdated, I don't know, you know, old wineskin, like, oh, technology is the devil, like the water boy's mom. You know, like, technology can be used by the devil, can be used by evil. Just like I think technology can be used by God, can be used for good. I mean, obviously, we can use a piece of technology to, you know, do God's will. But I do find it interesting, and I do think humanity has to watch itself with what's going on with tech, because it always seems to come in the name of convenience, doesn't it? It always seems to come in the name of convenience. A breakthrough in technological advancements in AI, a breakthrough in technological advancements with a smartphone, with CPU, quantum computing, a breakthrough in technological advancements. I mean, the federal government, they got stuff that you and I are not going to hear about for the next probably 100 years. Stuff that probably comes out of a sci-fi movie, dude. Like, they're sitting on it. You know, they got Skunk Works, they got Boeing, they have all their government contracts. They know exactly what they're doing. They got stuff that they're going to pull out for a rainy day, and I don't think they're waiting for an attack from the CCP to pull that stuff out. I don't think they're waiting an attack from Iran to pull that stuff out. They ain't waiting to go after Putin, because they all have a hard-on for Putin, you know? No. That's going to be reserved for you and me. That's going to be reserved for the weaponization against the American people. Whatever they got. But I can guarantee you they got it. The point is this, is that for whatever reason, it seems like in the name of convenience and mixed with technology, this marriage, humanity seems to want to embrace that, and it hatches more tyranny because this technology is being weaponized against our very free will, which that is a problem within itself. But like I said, technology can be used for good as well. I'm not against it. I'm just saying, be careful, because when you embrace this, you might be throwing your freedoms away for what?
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Continuing on with some of the news and information today, speaking of technology, artificial intelligence, and the threat, I think Elon Musk has been pretty open about the potential threat of AI, but also at the same time, the potential good AI could do, because like I said, technology could be used for good or could be used for evil. Like I said, social media can be used for good. You could preach the gospel and reach millions of people without being shadow banned. But also it could be used for evil and pushing all kinds of pedophilia and, you know, degeneracy and anti-Christ agendas, and which obviously that's going to get amplified all over the place, and, you know, weaponizing against the citizens of a nation to surveil them and et cetera, and collaborating with the feds, right? That's exactly what, you know, Twitter 1.0 was all about and aspects of Facebook. But like I said, they preemptively set the narratives. Right? That's what they do with propaganda. That's what propagandists have done for throughout the ages, for thousands of years. They set up the narrative. They let the narrative kind of, you know, marinate in the minds of the listener or the viewer. Let that lie continue to grow and grow and grow. Let them think about it until ultimately, well, I've been hearing it so many times, it must be true. CNN keeps saying that Donald J. Trump is a white supremacist. I mean, they've been saying that since like 2015.
It must be true. There has to be some truth to this, you know? You know?
Like, that's literally how people, you can't even say think. It's literally how people, like, function with their brain. It's just like, Well, it's been said so many times in the mainstream saying it, so there's no way that the mainstream would lie to me. There's no way that CNN would lie to me. There's no way that Fox News would ever lie to me. Little old me. They're the news. They're the truth. They're fact-checking, and they're making sure that they are protecting my little mind. My little fragile little mind that can't think for itself. Thank you, fact-checkers. Thank you, Zuckerberg. Yes, fact-check me harder, Daddy. Fact-check me harder, Zuckerberg. Harder. Fact-check me as hard as you can. Zucker. Zucker me. Zuck me. Zuck me out of existence. Zuck my mind. Zuck my mind with your fact-checking, Zuckerberg. Zuck my mind. I mean, there it is. Facebook, Instagram claim to protect users by limiting posts on Middle East conflict. Oh, there you go. And apparently they're claiming that, oh, well, you know, you can't call people terrorists or, you know, you can't call out Hamas or the Palestinians. We got to protect people on social media so they don't get, you know, identified or doxxed. Yeah, but when it comes to Vladimir or, you know, Russians, you're allowed to dox them, call for the murder of Putin and, you know, call for the death of any Russian, you know, that's totally fine. See, but that's the point. That's the point. Is that this New World Order satanic technocracy, they ultimately decide, you know, in their minds, right? They're the overlord and they're God. They decide what's good, what's evil, what's authorized, what's unauthorized. You're allowed to call for the death of someone that we don't like, but we're going to run cover for Hamas and terrorists, right? That's the narrative that you're seeing across the entire board. Because they've created a protected class with these people. And we're going to get into this in the next hour. I don't want to get into it now. I want to save that for the fourth hour. But I want to continue with this technological issue that we have right now that we're facing in our day. And I think it's a huge problem. And the problem is we have these satanic Luciferian overlords. I mean, that's why when you listen to the World Government Summit in 2023 or you listen to Davos 2023, Klaus Schwab coming out and saying those who masters the technology of today are masters of the future. They mean that, and they know that. They understand that. They understand fundamentally that if they get ahead of the times, that if they harness the technology of the future, they harness the minds of the future. And what that means is that they will control the psyche of the next generation and generations to come. Like I said, that's the Luciferian Antichrist satanic agenda, bypass the free will of mankind. But like I say, they set these narratives up. And like I said, they set the lies up. So when they finally pull the trigger and they run a false flag, they run the operation, it all makes sense when you see it. Because you've been preemptively warned that this is on the horizon. This is what you're going to see. And to an extent, we can do the same thing, but we do it with the truth. To an extent, we come out. If whistleblowers come out, I mean, the best example of this was the federal whistleblowers that blew the whistle on the incoming, you know, agenda to push COVID again and the lockdowns and the jabs again. And look, we got ahead of it. I mean, when I say we, Alex Jones, the InfoWarriors, we got ahead of it. We pushed it all out. And it appears that they tried to do it, but it didn't hit as hard as they wanted to. You see, you can do this either way. You can do this for good. You can come out and you can thwart their operations by putting the truth out and sounding the alarm, right? And speaking to the culture and speaking to the masses like, hey, they're about to run this operation. Listen up. Preemptively get ready. Start resisting yesterday. So that they can't gain any ground moving forward. And that works, you guys. That's why InfoWars is so attacked. That's why the shadow banning is so aggressive. That's why the deboosting and the deplatforming is so not only aggressive, but it's effective. It's effective for this very reason. Because the InfoWar is 100% a reality. I mean, they talk about it. The feds talk about it. The FBI talks about it. The World Economic Forum talks about it. They talk about being in an information war in the time of war and in the time of human existence in intelligence agencies during political campaigns and political seasons. I mean, you're seeing this all over the world. The knowledge is power, but people that don't want accurate knowledge, you're going to be powerless because you won't know what the hell is going on. Therefore, you will not be able to know what the hell to do. That's simple. Blows my mind that people don't think about it that way. But let me show you a perfect example of this. Continuing on with the news, this is InfoWars.com again. VP Kamala Harris suggests, quote, AI-enabled mis- and disinformation is an existential threat to democracy. They always go with this crap, right? Everything's a threat to democracy. Everything's a threat to democracy. And yes, AI obviously could pose a threat to you and I. And that threat is the weaponization of AI by a tyrannical government, but also the weaponization of AI via a foreign nation that hates us and wants to dismantle and destroy us. Yes, absolutely. But however, when you're hearing this from someone like Kamala Harris, she's a puppet. And this is not to warn you of a potential threat of, you know, government imminent attacks from AI on its own people or the CCP. That's the last thing she's talking about. Vice President and Artificial Intelligence Czar Kamala Harris. Wow, she really is the AI czar. Can you believe that? Total mindless diversity hire, low IQ retard, the AI czar. The AI czar. That's what you know we're in clown world, dude. That's what you know we're just living in one giant joke, simulated joke. Kamala Harris is the AI czar. Oh, my God. Dude, rallied against AI-enabled mis- and disinformation. We all know what that means. And she pushed for protections against potential harm during a speech at the United States Embassy in London, one day after she's due to represent the United States at the UK's AI Safety Summit. Here's a quote. She said, President Biden and I believe that all leaders from government, civil society, and the private sector have a moral, ethical, and societal duty to make sure that AI is adopted and advanced in a way that protects the public from potential harm and that ensures that everyone is able to enjoy its benefits. Harris said. She continued by suggesting that AI-enabled mis- and disinformation is an existential threat to democracy and urging stakeholders, that's New World Order talk, that's World Economic Forum, Davos talk, urging stakeholders to, quote, consider and address the full spectrum of AI risk to make sure that AI is truly safe. Can you imagine being lectured about artificial intelligence from Kamala Harris? Like, dude, man, she's got like, she has nothing remotely close to intelligence. Okay, it's so easy to roast, you know, this puppet because she's just so retarded and mindless. But the bigger picture here is this. This is why she's there. She knows nothing of AI. She knows nothing of artificial intelligence. She literally doesn't at all. She probably thinks they're talking about Allen Iverson or something. You know what I mean? She's that stupid and woke in her head. AI probably means a black guy. AI means Allen Iverson, a black guy. You know, just that mindless. But anyways, the bigger picture is this. That's why she's there. Because these mindless puppets, they set the narrative. It's the whole Patriot Act 9/11 installment. They set the stage. So when they themselves launch a false flag, when they themselves launch an AI cyber attack threat to society, they shut down digital grids. They shut you out of bank accounts. They shut down the military. They bypass all of our cybersecurity here in the United States of America. And they say it's Vladimir Putin. You know how easy they could do that? You know how easy these people can come out and blame an AI-driven cybernetic attack on the United States of America, on Vladimir Putin in Russia? How would you ever know whether it was real or not? You wouldn't know, especially during this climate where everything is Putin, you know? Kamala Harris probably has like 100 hemorrhoids and they're all Putin's fault. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, that's where we're at currently right now. You would never know, but this is why they do this. They preemptively set you up because they will launch that someday. They're just getting the technology ready. They're just getting the narratives ready. And they are the ones that are saying, we're going to get ahead of it because we have to be the ones to make sure that the public is safe. Does that sound familiar? Kind of sounds like Zuckerberg. Kind of sounds like Facebook. The same damn thing. Get ready, guys. There's a lot ahead.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Please.